still a lot of interest in the Tab Highway. And for Stacey Metcalf, it certainly could be a big day with Zakynthos Regrets, who's been scratched from the first race to line up in the Tab Highway. And Stacey joins us from downtown Wagga Wagga. Morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. How's Wagga this morning?
Yeah, it was beautiful at work today.
Magnificent, magnificent. Stacey, you come to town for your first Sydney ride tomorrow. I can hear it in your voice. You're excited about it.
Oh, just a little bit.
Did you ever think it was going to happen?
Never, never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be allowed to ride in Sydney. It's a pretty big opportunity.
It's a great opportunity. I want to talk about the horse with you in a moment, but tell us the Stacey Metcalf story. How young are you at the moment?
I'm 29. We wouldn't call that young at all.
Well, I do. I'm 55, so you're young. So how long have you been riding, Stacey?
It's been about 15 months now.
Okay. And what made you get into it at that age? I mean, normally we see apprentices at, 15, 16. What made you get into it at a latter part of your 20s?
Well, actually, I've ridden horses all my life, but as far as racing was concerned, I had nothing to do with the industry. It's only one of my friends, Cindy Brander, got her trainer's license and had no one to ride her horse back in Mildura.
Right.
And I said, oh, well, I'll get me track rider license and riding for you.
Yeah.
So I started riding her one horse that she had, and then, well, he needed a jump out, so I got to do a jump out, and I got hooked after that. I couldn't stop. I just loved it. Absolutely loved it.
So how many rides, you obviously got to keep a record. How many rides have you had?
I've had nearly 250 now.
In that 15 months?
Correct.
Okay. And you come from, you mentioned Mildura, so where do you come from?
A little town outside of Mildura called Redcliffe. Best place in the world to grow up.
Best place. What made it the best place?
Oh, it's a lovely community. Everybody really supports you, and they all back you. Like, I haven't been there for a couple of years now, and I'm still getting messages from everyone back home wishing me well, and they all follow me. Like, I don't think you get that in the big cities.
No, I can judge that, having come from a country town as well. And now, Stacey, tell us about the horse Zakynthos Regrets, because Leighton and Wagga, they've been quite dominant, sitting up on the pace and running away to win by nearly four lengths. Tell us a little bit about the horse.
Yeah, he's actually a real tricky little horse. He's quite a flighty little thing, and the calmer that you can sit on him, the better. The quieter you ride him, the better he is. He just sort of delegates to you. He puts yourself right in the run, and he wants to be up there on the pace. You sit on him quietly, and when you straighten, you let him rip, and off he goes. He's not a hard horse to ride.
No, he does the job by the sounds of it.
He does. He really does. He puts you right in there.
Now, tell us about the trainer. Now, I spoke to George off air this morning, and he's arrived in Sydney with the horse this morning. Everything's gone to plan, but they tell me he owns a fish and chip shop.
Yeah. He makes good pizza.
He does. I hope you don't eat too much of it, Stacey.
I actually don't have a weight problem, so I'm pretty sweet there.
That's all right. That's all right. My understanding, does he live in Wagga or does he live out of Wagga?
No, he lives at Cootamundra and he travels here every morning just to watch his track work.
It's about an hour?
Yep. Hours drive here and then hours drive back. That's 2 hours every day.
And then runs his fish and chip shop during the day. Well, I hope for George's sake and yours that it's a very special day, because this horse, if you look at all the form, he's got to be there somewhere.
Oh, he'll be up there. I've no doubt about that.
Hope it's a special day, Stacey. I can hear it in your voice, the great excitement. We wish you the very best. There'll be many people cheering you home just that have heard you this morning. Your first ever Sydney ride, you never thought that it would happen. You've been riding for just 15 months and you're on a good chance in a Tab Highway. I think that tells us what the Tab Highway has done, that we're seeing people like you, Stacey.
Yeah, it's a really good opportunity, that's for sure.
Good on you. Safe travels up, and we'll see you out at Rose Hill tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Stacey. Stacey Metcalf joining us there.